This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hello, everybody. It's Tuesday. I'm Scott, along with my wife, Teresa. And we are so glad you're here with us today to begin again while living it up.
We have a topic that we think is really relevant today, and it goes like this.
Waiting time isn't wasted time. It takes perseverance to wait well, not just wait, but to wait well. And we think we've got some suggestions to help all of you listening to stay hopeful during what seems like a mean time.
It does.
You know, in the meantime, it's not really a mean time after all.
No.
And we'll talk about that. But the scripture to back it up is where?
In Psalms 130, verse 5. It says, I am counting on the Lord. Yes, I am counting on Him. I have put my hope in His Word. That's true.
Put our hope where?
In His Word.
In His Word. And we just really are burdened to, you know, help people just fall in love with reading the Word again. I read some statistics that were pretty sad that talked about how 26% of Americans are reading their Bible. You realize, honey, out of four people, that means just a little over one is reading their Bible. Out of four people, you know why? They're reading us.
Yeah.
They're reading people listening. People that are not reading their Bible are reading other people.
Yes.
And a lot of people are reading, things that aren't so great.
Yeah, I know.
And the Bible is so awesome. And if you understand what I'm saying, we just want to encourage you to find a translation that you can understand, that talks about the characters. And one Bible that we always encourage people to get is called the Life Recovery Bible. And we've met the people that publish it. Steve Otterburn is one of them. And they're awesome people. And it is a wonderful Bible. It takes the characters and really brings them to life. They're relatable because of the way it's... they're all described and their struggles, and it just goes to show those of us that read it that all the things we struggle with go all the way back to the biblical days. So anyway, we just want you to read your Bible. Start reading your Bible and let it read back to you. God will speak back to you as you speak to Him and ask Him in prayer for the things that you're wanting and believing for, and talk to Him. Open your Bible and He'll speak back to you.
That's right.
So amazing. So that's really on our hearts for this year, to turn people back to turning the pages of the Bible.
That's right. I mean, you know, iPads and all that, and, you know, listening to other people and listening to different preachers and whatever, you know. It's great, you know, but nothing beats and nothing takes the place of reading the Bible yourself. I mean, actually getting the book. You know, and nothing against iPads and any of that stuff. It's great. We can go to the Google bar and Google some stuff, and it'll come up. It's great help.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing replaces opening up the Bible and reading and letting God speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our topic today about waiting, you know, it can be a mean time. And but, you know, when we cry out to God, you know, it seems like we always want quick answers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should be thankful that God does not respond on the basis of our worthiness. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if He did, we would receive nothing but judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we complain that, you know, I asked God, you know, and He hadn't answered me and this and that, you know what? Maybe you're not ready for the answer.
That's right.
Okay, maybe if He gave you that answer right then, you wouldn't be able to handle it. And so, you know, really be thankful. And on a daily basis, be thankful for what you do have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's another scripture in James chapter 1, and it is in verse 2. Well, actually, verse 3 and 4. It says, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. You know, that's what it talks about here. It talks about, you know, when your faith is tested. Mm-hmm. And sometimes our waiting, it tests our faith.
And when you receive the answers after all the waiting, you can be on that side of it and look and go, wow, I see why this took so long. Or I see why this didn't happen until now. And those of y'all that follow us know we have a real heart for singles, especially those, you know, that are really believing for a mate. And we tell them, you know, a lot of times the ones that aren't married yet, we say be grateful because, you know, God may be sparing you from a lot of things that you cannot handle because marriage is not easy.
No.
And whatever is simmering around in us, whatever unresolved issues are there that we can manage while we're single, there is nothing that'll bring those to the surface than the pressure of a marriage.
Right.
They will come to the surface. And you take two people with no tools on how to live,
yeah,
with no recovery, with no knowledge of what the Bible says on marriage and relationships, it's just a recipe for disaster.
Right.
And it's so hard on the marriage when you put two people under the same roof that are fighting their own devils, and now they're under the same, you know, trying to do it together and not even knowing how.
That's right.
So we'll tell them, be grateful. And you know, once, you know, we spend time with them and they come into our life and ask us questions and want to be mentored, a lot of them, you know, they always say, wow, I mean, I can just see how unprepared I was for marriage. And we always say, we don't want you to have to go through some of the things that we went through because we were so unprepared in our former marriages.
Yeah.
So be grateful if things seem to be delayed, because if you're following Christ and you believe that He is in large in charge and control of your life, He knows better than you do what you can handle and what, right, you cannot. And you say, but I had the desire of my heart. God put those desires there. He did, but He's also, He is wooing us and trying to speak to us and showing us things that we need to take care of so that we can be trusted in this case with someone else's heart.
That's true.
If you don't pay attention, you know, it's just going to take that much longer. I'm a firm believer in that because I've experienced that firsthand.
Yeah.
And I had a lot to take care of before you and I met.
Yeah, I did too.
I had to be willing.
Yeah, that's true. You know, like I said, you know, waiting. You know what you need. You know what I really, you know, try to do when I'm in a waiting mode is to stay hopeful. It's like we said, stay hopeful
and humble.
You know, and humble. Yes, because you know it. When God will, in the Bible, it tells us that if we can take care of the little things, mm-hmm, we have to, God watches us. And if we can take care of those, and God, then He can trust us with the bigger things.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that's where the waiting is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Maybe God's waiting on us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we're waiting on God.
Mm-hmm.
God's, that's waiting, right, on us,
yeah,
to do our part. And when we do our part,
mm-hmm,
you know, then it gets in order.
Mm-hmm. Preparation.
Yeah. Taking care of the preparation and all that is essential. In order will come after that,
mm-hmm,
you know. And so, of course, here I go saying "you know" again. So, I say that a lot. I apologize for that. But
we've got some suggestions, like we said that we would. That's what good teachers do. They say, "Okay, here's some suggestions," and follow through. And you've already said one of them, and you said to focus on what's good in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Another one is to seek God and really get to know Him during this time of waiting. And we throw that around a lot, seek God. And I think if you break that down, a lot of people are going to go, I don't really know what that means. I'm not just going to sit around and seek God, meaning think about, you know, just float around on a cloud and think about Jesus hanging on the cross. And all those are, that's a wonderful thing, but that's not what we're talking about. Seeking God is getting to know Him, know His character, what He is like, how He would handle a situation, how He thinks, how He treats other people, what mercy is like, and kindness, and gentleness, and the fruit of the Spirit, what He is like, His ways. And always, yeah, I love that phrase, WWJD. What would Jesus do in all the situations in life? Just getting to know Him through word and through prayer and to seeing Him through other people and how you recognize Him in people. Just seeking God and get to know what it is that He has for you.
That's right. And another part of waiting is to relax.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's out of your control anyway.
It is.
You know, God's got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He knows what's best.
Mm-hmm.
And so just relax.
Right.
You know, that's one thing I know that I, at times, I can be a worrier, you know, and I just, I really have to relax.
Mm-hmm.
And say, God's got it. You know, I'm going to let go. I'm going to let God.
And I always say, you've done all you know to do. Everything He's brought to your mind, you've taken care of, you've pursued, and you've done. All you can do now is stand.
That's right.
That's all that you can do. And that leads us to the next one, staying busy, doing productive things that are well-pleasing to God.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you need, you know, you need to get taken care of in your life. Again, if it's believing for a mate, get your finances in order. Get your body in shape. Get your house in shape.
Yeah.
You know, work on being a blessing to your future spouse and getting all your stuff, you know, sorted out, taken care of, so that you don't end up, you know, just them being your dumping ground.
Right.
That causes problems too. If you're believing for a child, get your body prepared and read books and ask other people who are good parents. And you know, if you're believing to change careers, do your research in the meantime. You know, make it a full-time job looking for a job. You know, God doesn't want us just to sit around doing nothing. He's waiting on us to do something.
That's right.
And I know when I was single, I stayed real busy doing a lot of really productive, good things. I look back on and think, you know, I'm glad I did those things. A lot of times was serving and going to different places and
we still do that
working some other ministries.
Yeah.
And yeah, now we do it together, so that's a blessing as a couple.
Well, another one, a big one, is trusting God while you're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have faith and trust Him.
Mm-hmm.
Observe, learn things, you know, like Teresa was saying, you know, and enjoy the journey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'll grow so much by waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Because if God answered us immediately, where's our faith?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, where's the faith in that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
here's another one.
Yeah.
If you look at what you're doing and you're getting the same results, start asking people who have what you want.
Mm-hmm.
In humility, go and say, all right, what I'm doing is not working. Can you help me with this? For instance, I'd like to lose some weight, and I knew that you had some struggles in that area. What did you do? Or I see these people, and y'all. See, your finances are really in order. Can we get together sometime and really discuss that?
Yeah.
Or somebody else, back to what we said, I really want to be married, and I remember when you were single. Can we talk about some things? That all of that takes humility. And the Bible says that God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble.
That's right.
And when you just do the same thing over and over and over, getting the same results, that is a definition of insanity.
That's right.
And it's not gonna change. All right. To me, that's an answer right there. You know, and you'll know when you know or when it's time to do something else. This is getting me nowhere.
That's true. Well, there is one time that you never have to wait. And if you've never given your life to Christ, the time is when you give your life to Him. You don't have to wait for Him to respond to you. He already has. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the time. You'll never have to wait. Because He's ready. He's ready for you to do that. You know, honey, I know there's people right now that have a struggle with waiting. You know, we do at times,
mm-hmm.
but there's some people that just have a struggle with waiting because they've never known Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have, and maybe they got tired of waiting and walked away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, God's going to answer you one way or another. Okay? But you have to do your part.
You do. And one thing that you need to do when nothing seems to be changing, the number one thing we want people to do while they're waiting is to say, God, reveal to me what it is need to do.
That's right.
During this waiting time.
That's right. Well, listen, if you've never given your life to Christ, or like I said, maybe you walked away and you want to come back, today's the day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would please pray this prayer with us, and please know that you are saved. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I don't want to wait anymore to follow you. Today I give my life to you in my heart. Mm-hmm. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven. And I'm asking you right now to forgive me of my sins. Lord, thank you for being my Savior, my Father, and my friend. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, and if you prayed that with a sincere heart, wow, your life's going to change.
That's right.
All for the better.
That's right. We'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, shoot us a quick email on info@livingitup.org. Let us know if you did pray that prayer or any other kind of suggestions or comments you may have for the ministry. We love to hear them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't believe it's been 17 minutes.
Yeah,
sorry.
We apologize
for
that.
And enjoy the day. Have some fun with it. Play a few jokes on somebody you love.
That's right.
And just live it up today. Remember, waiting time isn't wasted time. Enjoy the journey, okay, of waiting. And until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
Bobby, ain't you?